Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his reelection campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. But the president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside and that he can't beat Donald Trump.
I'm the most qualified person to beat him. I know how to get things done.
Even when it was suggested leading Democrats are trying to gently push him out, Biden says there's only one voice that could persuade him.
If the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The low-profile moderate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has pledged to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms its people have yearned for, has won the country's runoff presidential vote. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Analysts say Pezeshkian's win might result in a more pragmatic foreign policy for Iran, ease tensions over now-stalled talks with major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal, and improve prospects for social liberalization and political pluralism. However, some voters tell Reuters they're skeptical about Pezeshkian's ability to fulfill campaign promises, as he's publicly said before he doesn't intend to confront Iran's power elite of clerics and security hawks.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a U.S.-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel commit up front to a complete end to the war. The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and set the stage for further talks. For additional stories, visit VOA.